الحمد لله رب العالمين، له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله تعالى we're going to resume the tafsir of سورة ياسين. My beloved daughter Salma, inshallah ta'ala, is going to recite for us the portion that inshallah ta'ala I hope to go through today, inshallah ta'ala. Tafaddali. Mashkuran ma'jura.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِن بَعْدِهِ مِن جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ يَا حَسْرَةً عَلَى الْعِبَادِ مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ وَإِنَّ كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون
جزاك الله خيرا بارك الله فيك أبو
إياك أيضا
الله سبحانه وتعالى he says وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعد Allah says وما أنزلنا the ما here is نافية negation Allah is saying we did not send صح على قومه the ما here is نافية okay so it means we did not send. Okay. أي وما أنزلنا على قومهم من بعده. يعني after they killed the iman that came to them, Allah is saying we did not send any soldiers from the heavens against his people. After his death, Allah also says, nor did we need to. يعني وما كنا منزلين. So the word وما it means negation. Allah is negating سبحانه وتعالى, and He's saying after they killed him, Allah is saying we did not. Okay, and then we here is not plural. The we here is what royalty. Allah is saying we did not send any soldiers from the heavens, okay, to destroy His people. من جندين the من here, okay, is an emphasis. يعني من حيث المعنى لعموم النفي. It's to emphasize on the negation. Allah is saying we did not send down any soldiers. That's an emphasis. Do you see that? يعني من جند. يعني any soldiers. It's an emphasis. Allah is negating سبحانه وتعالى that He sent anything سبحانه وتعالى. من السماء. The من here. Okay. Is لابتداء الغاية. The من here. The mean here is لابتداء الغاية. أي وما أنزلنا على قومه بعد قتلهم له وموته لما أردنا إهلاكهم. أي جند من السماء أي ملائكة. Allah is saying we did not send down any angels from the sky to destroy His people. وما كنا منزلين. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He says, لِعَدَمِ حَاجَتِنَا إِلَى ذَلِكَ. We did not need to do that. Because they are weak. They are a weak people. And the matter is very easy for us. Because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Whenever Allah wants a matter to be, all He has to just say is be and it becomes. So there was no need to send down an army and soldiers onto them from the heavens to destroy them. Allah said, we didn't need to. Allah then says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. All it took for us to destroy them, Allah says, was a mighty blast, okay? And they were extinguished at once. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً, okay? إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً. Abu Ja'far, he recited, إِلَّا صَيْحَةٌ بِرَفْ فِي الْمَوْضِعَيْنِ, in both places. Whereas the other remaining reciters, they recited it as, إِلَّا صَيْحَةً, okay? He recited it بِالرَّفْعِ, okay? إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً. The word in here is negation. يعني, it means مَا. يعني مَا كَانَتْ, it wasn't. إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً شَدِيدَةً أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. It was nothing except, okay, a mighty blast. And so what did it do, this mighty blast? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He says, يعني it ripped their hearts and their internals. Allah then says, فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. The fa' here is عاطفة, and the إِذَن here is الْفِجَائِيَةِ. فَإِذَا هُمْ فَجْأَةً, and straight away they were خامدون, يعني ميتون, they died straight away. هامدون. قَدْ سَكَنَتْ جَمِيعَ حَرَكَاتِهِمْ, their entire movement stopped. That's what happened to them. Then Allah says, يَا حَسَّرَةً عَلَى الْعِبَادِ ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. يا حسرة على العباد. The speech of Allah تبارك وتعالى from here onwards, okay. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now talking about and is going to discuss the regret, okay, and the pity that they are going to have the day of judgment. When they see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend on them. They disbelieved in the messengers that were sent to them. They disobeyed Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's command. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا, those who followed those bad people, they took rappers and singers and artists, kuffar, non-Muslims, criminals, they took them as their role models and they followed them. The day of judgment, Allah tells us subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're going to say what? They're going to regret it. Because the people you are following, because they were bad people, they will free themselves from you. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا Minna, they're going to free themselves from you, those bad people that you followed. And the day of judgment, you're going to feel sad and heartbroken because you took your entire life in believing in them and following them, okay, and taking them as role models. And so you're going to wish that you also can free yourself from them. Allah then says, كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. When they see what they did and their actions and their wrongdoings, that's when regret hits them. Start to feel sad, heartbroken, pity. Allah then says, وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. And they are not going to get out of the hellfire. So that's Surah Al-Baqarah. So it's similar here. يَا حَسَّرَةً عَلَى الْعِبَادِ. Ah, pity, sorry. يعني on these people. Such beings. These people, what are, يعني عَلَى الْعِبَادِ, these individuals. Allah then says, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. No messenger ever comes to them without them being mocked. يعني ما يأتي من رسول. There is not ما يأتي أي رسول. That's what it means. ما يأتيهم يعني is a مزيدا مؤكدا للنفي. It's emphasizing يعني من is oh, sorry I'm talking about من ما يأتيهم من رسول. The من here is مزيدا ومؤكدا للنفي. يعني ما يأتيهم أي رسول. There's not a message that comes to them. إلا كانوا به يستهزئون except that they what أداة حصر إلا which says إلا كانوا به يسخرون. They mock them تكذيبا بهم وجحودا لما جاء به من الحق. Every prophet that comes to them, there's this is their norms. As soon as the prophet comes to them with a message, إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. What do? Straight away they mock them, they belittle them, they ridicule the prophet and the messenger. Okay, إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. Again, the bihi, it's connected to this jar al-majroor is muta'alliqun with, is connected to yastahzi'un. But then you're going to ask why was one put before the other. We'll say to you, قُدِّمَ لِإِفَادَةِ الْحَصْرِ. The reason why it was put before the other one is so exclusivity comes from it. And also, of course, مُرَاعَةُ فَوَاصِلِ الْآيَاتِ. Again, to observe the ending of the verses as well, inshallah ta'ala. And the separation between the verses. Allah then says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَمْ يَرَوْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, أَلَمْ يَرَوْ, have the deniers, have those criminals not considered how many people, have the deniers not considered how many people we destroyed before them who never came back to life again. The alam here is a istifham lit-taqrir wal-inkar. Allah is asking them a question, but he's actually negating the wrongdoings and the evil actions that they're doing. Allah is speaking against it. He's asking the question, but the question itself contains negating. And it's taqrir wal-inkar. Allah is saying to them, alam yaraw. Alam yaraw, the word yaraw can mean see with your eyes. And of course, sometimes can mean seeing in your heart. And here, it's ru'yah ilmiyah. Do they not know? That's what it is. Rather than some of the scholars, what they say, do they not see? Where they make the tafsir based on ru'yah basariyah. Yani sight, seeing. The ayah more is about ru'yah ilmiyah. Do they not know Allah is saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ, because they can't see the previous nations being destroyed, right? All that they can know from it is knowledge. So Allah is saying, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا, do they not know, كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا, how many people we destroyed, مِنَ الْقُرُونِ, generations, Allah is saying we destroyed, people, we destroyed a lot of people, okay? And on top of that, أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, we destroyed them before you guys have come, Allah is saying, who never came back to life again. They never came back. The word min al-quruni, the word al-qurun is al-umam, nations. But here Allah is talking about al-qurun, here is ahdiya, meaning the nations who what? Who disbelieved in the messengers that were sent to them. So it's min al-umami al-mukadiba lil-rusul, who disbelieved. Annahum, yani annahum here is what? Ayil muhlikin, the ones who were destroyed here. أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. Again, إليهم, the ضمير هم in there return back to, it goes back towards what? This pronoun goes back to يعود إلى المكذبين. It goes back to the deniers and those who denied. It goes back to them. And again, the جار والمجرور is connected to what? إليهم. What is connected to what? To يرجعون. And again, the reason why you speak put before the other one, it's يعني قدمة لمراعات للفاصلة. And the way we're going to say is أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. And it's a مصدر مؤول, right? أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون, which is في محل جر, حذف جر محذوف. أي بأنهم بعد إهلاكهم. أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. المصدر المؤول هي is in what? في محل جر بحذف جر محذوف. أي بأنهم بعد إهلاكهم لا يرجعون إليهم. في هذه الدنيا, they're not going to return to them in this dunya. Allah is telling us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, this. Allah then says, وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعُ لَدَيْنَا مُحْبَرُونَ. The in here is negation. It's a what? It's a negation. نَافِيَة بِمَعْنَى مَا. That's what it means. And the kul here is jami' every. And the tanween in there is عِوَضٌ عَنِ المضاف. يعني this tanween is tanween عِوَض. And it's عِوَضٌ عَنِ المضاف إليه, which is أَمَا الْخَلْقَ أَمَا الْخَلَائِقِ, whichever you want to make it. صح؟ إِن كُلُّ لَمَّا. يعني لَمَّا means what? لَمَّا here means إِلَّا. It means what? So the meaning is going to become what, Hatim? وَمَا كُلُّ. All of them. إِلَّا جَمِيعُ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. يعني وَمَا كُلُّ الْقُرُونِ وَالْأُمَمِ. All of these nations and all of these people. Okay, and these civilizations that we destroyed, السابقة واللاحقة, all of them, إلا جميعهم عندنا, all of them are going to come to us. We will bring all of them forward before us. All of these nations, those who existed before and those to come, all of them, they're going to be brought in front of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Again, جميع is فعيل بمعنى مفعول, أي مجموع. All of them are going to be brought. محضرون. يعني مجموعون يوم القيامة للجزاء والحساب. They're going to be brought together, all of them, in front of Allah تبارك وتعالى. What's the reason for it? Accountability. وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا لَيُوَفِّيَنَّهُمْ رَبُّكَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. سورة هود, Allah says that, right? أي نعم. So all of them are going to what? They will all be brought before us, Allah says. And the reason why they're going to be brought, for what reason is it, Salma? They're going to be brought يوم القيامة للحساب والجزاء. Accountability. They're going to be judged. And they're going to also be what? They're going to be accounted to their actions and the statements and things that they said. As Allah says, وَإِنَّ كُلًّا لَمَّا لَيُوَفِّيَنَّهُمْ رَبُّكَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Then Allah تبارك وتعالى, He says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. Allah says, وَآيَةٌ. The ayah here is خَبَرٌ مُقَدَّمٌ. Okay, so what? خَبَرٌ مُقَدَّمٌ. Which means, the word ayah means what? It means العلامة والدلالة. It means signs and يعني evidence. As Allah تبارك وتعالى said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ. يعني what's the ayah recited, Salma? وقال لهم نبيهم إن آية ملكي جزاك الله خيرا أن يأتيكم التابوت فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. So what does it mean? يعني آية ملكي, it means علامة ملكه. علامة, right? A sign. ولذلك ذا شاعر, what did he say? فيا عجبا كيف يعصى الإله أم كيف يجحده الجاحد وفي كل شيء له آية تدل على أنه واحد. He say فيا عجبا, fascination, كيف يعصى الإله أم كيف يجحده الجاحد. How can Allah be disobeyed سبحانه وتعالى, and how can anyone be stubborn and hard-headed and arrogant to deny Allah تبارك وتعالى? And what? وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٍ. When everything indicates that Allah is one. Look around you. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبُصِرُونَ. Don't go far. You yourself is a sign that Allah exists subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one. Allah says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, here is mentioning وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ. And we mentioned the word ayah is their sign is for them is لَهُمْ. The word لَهُمْ is what? يعني for them, أي كَائِنَةً لَهُمْ. And this is a صِفَةٌ لِآيَةٌ. Okay, it's an adjective for ayah. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا. الْأَرْضُ is a مُبْتَدَأ مُؤَخَّر. So the أرض, we said وآيه, we said it's what? خبر مقدم, right? And الأرض is what? مبتدأ مؤخر. الميتة What is al-maytatu? Al-maytatu, it means يعني the dead. Allah here is saying there is a sign for them in the dead. The word al-maytatu, the way that the reciters of the Quran recited it is different. Nafi' and Abu Ja'far, they recited it as what? Al-maytatu. بتشديد الياء. They place a shadda on it. وَقَرَأَ الْبَاقُونَ بِتَخْفِيفِهَا. The other remaining qurra, they read it as what? Al-maytatu. Whereas Nafi' and Abu Ja'far, they recited it as what? Al-maytatu. بتشديد. Al-maytatu. That's how they mentioned it. In terms of the meaning, is there any difference? No, وَالْمَعْنَى وَاحِدٌ. The meaning is what? The meaning is well, is the same. There's not a difference in terms of meaning, but there is in terms of recitation, there is a difference. يعني there are different ways of reading it. ولذلك الشاطبي who says, وَفِي بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ مَعَ الْمَيِّتِ خَفَّفُوا صَفَّا نَفَرًا وَالْمَيْتَةُ الْخِفُّ حُوِلًا وَمَيْتًا لَدَى الْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحُجُرَاتِ خُذْ وَمَا لَمْ يَمُتْ لِلْكُلِّ جَاءَ مُثَقَّلًا. So he starts by saying, وَفِي بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ مَعَ الْمَيِّتِ خَفَّفُوا صَفَى نَفَرًا وَالْمَيْتَةُ وَالْمَيْتَةُ. يعني there are different ways of reciting it. Okay? So they read it with takhfif, he said, صَفَى نَفَرًا وَالْمَيْتَةُ الْخِفُّ حُوِلًا وَمَيْتَ لَدَى الْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحُجُرَاتِ خُذْ وَمَا لَمْ يَمُتْ لِلْكُلِّ جَاءَ مُثَقَّلًا. That's what Imam al-Shatibi mentioned. So the ayah means what? There is a sign for them in the dead. There is a sign for them in the dead earth. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا. Allah then says, وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. We give it life, producing grain from it for them to eat. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you with me, Hatim? Hatim, pay attention. Focus on me, okay? Sit backwards. As I said to you, sit backwards. Naam. So we mentioned that al-mayyitatu is the qira'ah of who? The qira'ah of what? Nafi' and Abu Ja'far. Al-mayyitatu bitashdeedha, sah? And we said bitakhfif is what? The other remaining qurra. And what's this kalam al-imam al-shatibi mentions? وَفِي بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ مَعَ الْمَيِّتِ خَفَّفُوا صَفَرًا نَفَرًا أَمَا صَفَى نَفَرًا هَيَ وَالْمَيْتَةُ الْخِفُّ حُوِلَى. And he says, وَمَيْتَ لَدَى الْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحُجُرَاتِ خُذْ وَمَا لَمْ يَمُتْ لِلْكُلِّ جَاءَ مُثَقَّلًا. That's another part we're going to come to, inshallah ta'ala. This verse is similar to another verse where Allah says, فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَأَنبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. Surah Al-Hajj, similar to that. So Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ. There is a sign for them in what? In the dead earth. Okay, then Allah says, أَحْيَيْنَاهَا, we give it life. أَحْيَيْنَاهَا, it has two words in al-i'rab. There's two ways of grammatically analyzing it. No, there's three. The easiest one is to make it a jumla musta'nafa. Jumla musta'nafa means a beginning sentence. You start with it. That's one. You can also make it a sifa thaniya lil-ard. But then you're going to ask me, is an ard not mu'arraf? I know. The alif al-lam in ard is jinsiyah. So if it's jinsiyah, yasiru nakira min haythu al-ma'na. In terms of meaning, it becomes a nakira, right? It becomes a nakira. So that's the. So you can. You can make it sifat thaniya lil-ard. Remember we mentioned another sifa for it. The first sifa was which one? Who remembers the first sifa we mentioned? Is lahum. Lahum is the first sifa that we have lil-ayah, right? So that's the first sifa. And then the second one is ya'ni. The second is lil-ardi. The third grammatical analysis you can come with is you can make it hal lil-ard. And this is the best one, inshallah ta'ala. So what does it mean? وَأَحْيَيْنَاهَا, we give life to the earth. What does that mean? What does it mean we give life to the earth? We do it بالنبات والأشجار بإنزال المطر, sending down rain, by bringing crops and grains from the earth. Yeah, بعد أن كانت يابسة, after the earth was barren, Allah تبارك وتعالى, what does he bring out of it? He produces grain from it. Okay, that's what Allah said in Surah Fussilat, right? وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Every time, or a lot of places in the Quran, when Allah talks about the rain coming down on the earth, okay, He talks about the rain coming down on the earth, and bringing life to the earth after the rain came down, a lot of the time Allah connects it to what? To bring back life to the dead. He's connecting, he's showing them, the way I have given life to this earth after it died is the same way that I give life to what? The humans. Similar. If you want to look at that and see that, then you can realize I can do this as well. That's why Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Fussilat, after he mentioned the rain coming down and giving life to the earth, Allah mentioned, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the life of the humans is similar to that. وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً. You look at the earth, it's all خَاشِعَةً. فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. And then the rain comes down and it gives it life. Allah then says, إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. The one who gave life to this, okay, is the one who can give life to humans. So here Allah has given them an example that they can look at. Then Allah says, وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا. And we produce from the earth grain. The word habban is grain, and it's all types of grains. It can be wheat, barley, all of those things. Sah. All types of hubub, the hinta, the dharra, the sha'ir, all of them, they fall under that, right? وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا. Allah then says, فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. The reason why we sent it is what? And فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. They eat from it. Here, again, قُدِّمَ الْمَعْمُولِ لِإِفَادَةِ الْحَصْرِ وَمُرَاعَاتِ لِلْفَاصِلَةِ. يعني it said, فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ هُمْ وَأَنْعَامُهُمْ. They and their cattle both eat from those grains. It's not just for them. Even their animals. So pay attention. The earth gives sustenance to who? To them and to their animals. صح? And then they can eat animals' meat. That's where they get the meat from. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us this also and elaborates on this meaning, he says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا. Why all of that? مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. It's not just for you. It's also for your what? For your cattle. So it's for you and your cattle to eat. Also Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he mentions, وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ الضُّحَاهَا وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. And then what does he say? وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. Also Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ. صح. Why? رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجُ. He connects it to what? So after he says رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ, حَتَّى بِهِ paying attention. رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجُ. He's connecting it back to the earth coming to life and the humans being brought back to life. Allah's connecting the two. So the grains that we eat from, they are giving rizqa lil'ibad. Mata'an lakum wa li'an'amikum. It's a sustenance for you and your animals. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعَنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِّنَ الْعُيُونِ. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا. Allah says, we have placed in it. The word ja'ala, in the Quran, it comes in how many meanings? Two meanings. There are two meanings that the word ja'ala, this verb, ja'ala, has come. يعني لقد جاء الفعل ja'ala في القرآن على معنيين. It has come as two meanings. المعنى الأولى, it means بمعنى صيّر. معنى صيّر. It became. Okay? يعني صيّر became. If it becomes صيّر, then ينصب مفعولين. It makes nasb on two maf'uls. Okay? And it's common in the Quran. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. That's one verse. Also Allah تبارك وتعالى, he says, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنِّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. So here again, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنِّ. وخلقهم وخرقوا له بنين وبنات بغير علم سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون. The word جعل هي means صيّر it became. The second meaning حاتم it becomes is what? خلق. The word جعل becomes خلق. But this situation ينصب مفعولا واحدا. It makes نصب of only what? One مفعول. Is what Allah says الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. Okay, this one is what جعل يعني بمعنى خلق. So here we can make this ayah وجعل سورة ياسين we're reading وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون. We can make جعل any of those two meanings. We can say الصيرة or we can say خلق. But based on whichever of those two you take, the grammatical ruling changes. If you make it sayyara, the fiha in it, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا, if you say sayyara, are we all together? And if you say جَعَلَ, it means sayyara, the fiha after it, which is وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا, the fiha, the jar and the majrur here, مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِمَحْذُوفٍ مَفْعُولٍ تَانٍ, it's connected this to second مَفْعُول. Which becomes what? وَجَعَلْنَا كَائِنَةً فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ. That's if you make it صَيَّرَا. If you make it خَلَقَنَا مُتَعَلِّقَانِ بِجَعَلْنَا جَنَّاتٍ. يعني it's connected to what? مُتَعَلِّقَانِ مُتَعَلِّقَانِ is connected. Both of them فيها is connected to بِجَعَلْنَا. Whichever of those you take. The meaning means what? وَجَعَلْنَا فِي تِلْكَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah is saying we have placed in it يعني, the gardens. We placed inside it what? Basateen, palm trees, grape vines. Allah is saying subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've placed inside it. And caused وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ. Allah is saying وَفَجَّرْنَا. What did we Allah say? Allah then we caused springs to gush forth in it. The word nakhil and a'nab, it basically both grow on trees, right? Okay? There are different types of trees. So based on that, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is saying different types, okay, of trees are growing in it. There are many, and only Allah mentioned some of them. And these, the grapes, and these, yani, fruits. If you're going to have that in Jannah, and Allah mentions a lot of the times the fruits in Jannah, right? Rather than the food in Jannah. When does a person eat fruits? Once they're full and they're full, right? Jannah, you don't eat because you're hungry. You don't get hungry in Jannah. Hunger is a sort of pain. Hunger, it brings about pressure, stress. It fidgets with your feelings. And sometimes you become very يعني, short-tempered if you're hungry. Jannah, all of that doesn't exist. People eat in Jannah because it's just enjoying, having fun. It's just ladha. That's why they just eat fruits. يعني, and that's whatever they eat is they don't go to the toilet. Because again, all that dirt and that filth doesn't come out of there. Clean, they're pure, the people of Jannah. None of that exists. Allah then says, وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ يعني وَفَجَّرْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. But here Allah تبارك وتعالى is talking about the earth, right? Allah says, وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ. يعني وفجرنا في الأرض. We have Allah تبارك وتعالى. We have gushed from this earth. عيون means spring water. Okay, that's a flow. Okay, the word عيون. The word عين in Arabic language has so many meaning. By the way, just so you know, the word عيون has what? A lot of meaning. Al-Uyun. Sometimes Al-Ayn can be called a spy in the Arabic language. Sometimes the word Al-Ayn in the Arabic language is called the gold, the spring water. Many meanings it can hold. It has many meanings. وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ. And Allah used the word عُيُون as plural, right? Why did He make it plural? Al-Kathra. It's large in number, that's why. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِن ثَمَرِهِ. The word لِيَأْكُلُوا مِن ثَمَرِهِ, there's two ways of reciting ثَمَرِهِ. You can recite it as ثُمُورِهِ, which is Hamza and Kisai and Khalaf. They recite it as what? ثُمُورِهِ. بِضَمِّ الثَّاءِ وَالْمِيمِ. The other remaining reciters, they read it as the way I read it, لِيَأْكُلُوا مِن ثَمَرِهِ. That's how they recite it. وَلِذَلِكَ شَاطِرِيُّ, he says, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, in his حِرْزُ الْأَمَانِ وَوَجْهُ الْتَانِ فِي الْقِرَاءَةِ السَّبْعِ, he says, regarding the recitation of يعني ثمره and ثمره, يعني he says, وَضَمَّانِ مَعْ يَاسِينَ فِي ثَمَرٍ شَفَى وَدَارَسَتْ حَقٌّ مَدُّهُ وَلَقَدْ حَلَى. So he says, وَضَمَّانِ مَعْ يَاسِينَ فِي ثَمَرٍ شَفَى وَدَارَسَتْ حَقٌّ مَدُّهُ أَمَا مَدُّهُ وَلَقَدْ حَلَى. Imam al-Shatibi, he says, Rahimahullah, وَضَمَّانِ مَعْ يَاسِينَ فِي ثَمَرٍ شَفَى وَدَارَسَتْ حَقٌّ مَدُّهُ. He says, وَضَمَّانِ مَعْ يَاسِينَ فِي ثَمَرٍ شَفَى وَدَارَسْتَ حَقٌّ مَدُّهُ وَلَقَدْ حَلَى. Those of you who want to write it, وَضَمَّانِ مَعْ يَاسِينَ فِي ثَمَرٍ شَفَى وَدَارَسْتَ حَقٌّ مَدَّهُ وَلَقَدْ حَلَى. The lam in it, لِيَأْكُلُوا, is lam التَّعْلِيل, لِأَجْلِ أَنْ يَأْكُلُوا, so they can eat. مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ قُوتًا, they can eat it as فاكهة, لَذَّة, and as joy. Allah then says, وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. The مَا هِيَ in وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ. So Allah here is saying, so they can eat from its fruit. Okay? Which then had no hand in making it. They didn't make it. Allah is the one who made it. They're not the ones who made it. وَمَا عَمِلَتُ Allah says, وَمَا عَمِلَتُ It has two grammatical rulings. وَمَا عَمِلَتُ has two rulings. The first one is that it's nafiyah. And the second one is mawsoola. يعني وَمِمَّا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Again, the عَمِلَت, there's two ways of reciting it. The first one is بِدُونِهَا, without no ha, which is the qira'ah of Hamza and Al-Kisai and Khalaf and Abu Bakr al-Asim. And the second way is قَرَأَ الْبَاقُونَ بِإِثْبَاتِ الْهَا. The other remaining, they read it with the ha, which is عَمِلَتْهُ, which is عَائِدٌ إِلَى الْمَذْكُورِ, goes back to what was just recently mentioned, the grains and trees and the palm trees and all of that. It goes back to that. Okay? وَلِذَلِكَ الْإِمَامُ الشَّاطِبِيُّ, he says, وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ يَحْذِفُ الْهَاءَ صُحْبَةٌ وَوَالْقَمَرَ رَفَعْهُ سَمَا وَلَقَدْ حَلَى وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ يَحْذِفُ الْهَاءَ وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ يَحْذِفُ الْهَاءَ صُحْبَةٌ وَوَالْقَمَرَ رَفَعْهُ سَمَا وَلَقَدْ حَلَى. By the way, as a benefit, we need to always remember the rumuz of Imam al-Shatibi, because we keep mentioning it a lot. Imam al-Shatibi, for example, here when he said وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِينَا, when he was talking about it, and he said وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ يَحْذِفُ الْهَاءَ, وَمَا يَحْذِفُ الْهَاءَ صُحْبَةٌ, he used the word صُحْبَة. وَوَالْقَمَرَ رَفَعْهُ سَمَا وَلَقَدْ حَلَى, he used the word سَمَا. So what does Shatibi mean regarding these rumuz? We know that Shatibi rahimahullah, when he wrote his book, حرز الأماني ووجه التاني في القراءة السبع, he's talking about several reciters with two rawis that come from them. Shatibi rahimahullah, he has rumuz, meaning codes and symbols that he uses. He mentions that in the beginning, he says, جعلت أبا جاد على كل قارئ دليلا على المنظوم أول أولا. At the beginning of the book, he mentions that he's going to make his book, يعني أباجادين. He's going to use these codings and these. So the person has to know the way that he does it. يعني he divides it into rumuz. Some of it is rumuz harfiya. It's only one letter. So there's another one which called rumuz kalamiya. Those are the two types. From the rumuz harfiya, there's a rumuz تدل على قارئ واحد ورموز تدل على أكثر من قارئ. And here the situation that we have suhbatun, right? When we just mentioned right now, أما عملته يحذف الهاء suhbatun والقمر ارفعه سماء ولقد حلا. So the word suhba means what? حمزة and الكسائن شعبة. صحاب means what? حمزة and الكسائن حفص. عمه means نافع عن ابن عمر. Pay attention, حاتم. سما he means what? نافع عن ابن كثير أبو عمر. حق ابن كثير أبو عمر. نفر he means ابن كثير وأبو عمر وابن عامر. حرمي he means نافع عن ابن كثير. الحسن he means what? He means نافع عن والكوفيون. And he mentions it in his lines of poetry. وقل فيهما مع شعبة صحبة تلا صحاب. يعني again صحاب is the رمز that we mentioned again. صحبة which is وليقل وليقل فيهما مع شعبة صحبة تلا صحبة. He uses it. صحاب هما مع حفصهم عم نافع وشام سما في نافع وفتى العلا ومك وحق فيه وابن العلاء قل وقل فيهما وليحسبي نفر نفر حلا وحرمي المكي فيه ونافع وحسن عن الكوفي ونافعهم على. So there it is for you, slowly recited. If you want, inshallah, تعالى حاتم, you paying attention, Abu. The Rams, Suhba, who does he mean by it? Who does he mean by Suhba? Because we read it in our line right now. When he just said Suhba, who did he mean? Hamza and Al-Kisa'i and Shu'bah. Okay? And Sama is, who does he mean by Sama? He means Nafi' wa Ibn Kathir wa Abu Amr. Okay? These are rumuz of Imam al-Shatibi. Here is rumuz. وَمَا عَمِلَتُ يَحْذِفُ الْهَاءَ صُحْبَةٌ وَالْقَمَرِ ارْفَعْهُ سَمَاءُ وَلَقَدْ حَلَى. Inshallah, we're going to stop there, inshallah, for today. I did promise you that we were going to take some of the questions from you. I'm going to conclude with just the last part of the verse. Allah then says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Do they not show? Will they not then give thanks to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. This is إِسْتِفْهَامٌ لِلْإِنْكَارِ. يعني أفلا يشكرون الله تعالى على ما أنعم به عليهم من هذه النعم العظيمة. Are they not going to show Allah تبارك وتعالى gratitude for all of these great blessings that He has bestowed upon them سبحانه وتعالى. Okay, I just wanted to say inshallah تعالى after Ramadan we're going to try بإذن الله الكريم to resume the tafsir of the surah so we can finish it inshallah تعالى. The video inshallah تعالى will also be uploaded on the channel so you can watch it inshallah تعالى on the YouTube channel بإذن الله الكريم. I ask Allah تبارك وتعالى بمنه وكرمه that Allah تبارك وتعالى and accept all of your righteous deeds and your obedience. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. I also ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to forgive me for any mistakes or shortcomings that I have come with in commenting on the verse or on commenting on these verses and the ayat of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Any mistakes or shortcomings or errors is from me and Shaytan and Allah and His Messenger are both free from it. سبحانك اللهم بحمد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أستغفرك وأتوب إليه. Does anyone have any questions inshallah ta'ala? You are more than welcome to ask your questions inshallah ta'ala. So inshallah ta'ala, read out the question for me, Habibi.
So the first question is, you said that Lazarus has created the Habba for the cattle and the humans. What about the other creatures?
They're part of the alam. So the question is, you mentioned that when you were speaking about the Habba, that Allah created it for the humans, and He also created it for the animals. So the other animals, they eat it, right?
The
Ay na'am, cattle, ay na'am. Because the reason why Allah mentioned an'am here, mata'an lakum wa li'an'amikum, is because we directly benefit from the an'am. The cattle are the main animals we rely on. An'am, how many animals? 3 animals. It's the camel, the cow, the goat, or the lamb and the sheep, they all fall under that. So those are the 3 animals that we benefit directly from, right? We eat their meat. We also utilize them to help us carry things from place to place. That's why they يعني, are specifically mentioned in the verse. Naam.
When Allah placed shackles in their necks, verse number 9, and when Allah put barrier in their eyes, verse number 10, will they be blamed for that? Since Allah said he put the shackles and barrier for them.
I did mention that the question here is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions that he placed shackles, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا. We placed, yeah? جميلة فضل. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah? When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned that we placed في عَنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ, that we, فضل. We placed shackles, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions, on their necks and on their hands. The question here is asking, these shackles that are placed on them, and وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. The fact that there is a barrier in front of them and a barrier behind them, and they can't see, is this something that they're going to be blamed for? I mentioned that this came when they disobeyed. I connected that with that. First, Allah spoke about how they disbelieved in the messengers and the prophets that were sent to them. They denied the truth. Then Allah says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا in the Quran, أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ صح? In another ayah. When they deviated, then Allah تبارك وتعالى put them astray. So, remember when we spoke about Ahlul Fatra? When we spoke about Ahlul Fatra, we mentioned Allah تبارك وتعالى, Ahlul Fatra, what were they? They were a people who the message never reached. Allah didn't punish them because of their ignorance and their lack of knowledge. He's going to judge them, he's going to give them a chance في عرصات يوم القيامة. Allah could just say, listen, I already know who's going to go Jannah and not. And I'm going to judge you all based on my knowledge. He didn't do that. We all together. So Allah, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. In another place, Allah says, رُسُولًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةُ بَعْدَ الرُّسُولِ. So the prophets and the messengers, them not coming to them is an excuse for them. So these people, the truth came to them, the message came to them, and they refused to follow it. Then Allah says, فَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّ. Then there was a seal placed on their hearts. Because it's what they did. They did this to themselves. But the people, when the truth comes to them, they embrace it and they try their best to follow it. Even if they fall short. Allah told us in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive in our way, we guide them to the straight path. If you're striving and you're trying, you get guided. If you show arrogance and stubborn and hard-headedness, you're going to be kept astray. The equation is easy. Another question.
Regarding ayah number 11, what are some practical steps we can take to achieve khashiyah?
Regarding what verse?
Ayah number 11.
Can you recite the ayah for me? So إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. يعني the ayah says that the reminder will benefit and the warning will benefit who? Those who follow that? Those who follow the reminder and are in awe of the most compassionate without seeing him. So give them good news of forgiveness and an honorable reward. So the person is here, how can I attain وَخَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ? The first thing is by studying Allah Ta'ala's names and attributes. The more that you learn about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the more you know who He is, the more your fear and your awe towards Him, it grows. And the little you know about Him, the less you respect Him. I want to give you guys an example in order to make you understand this. Let's say a person came to a city and they were living in the jungles. They were living in the what? Jungle. And they come to a city. Let's say they take a car. They can't drive, but they take a car. Do they know what to do with the car? Do they know what the car can do? Do they know what the effect that the car can have? No. Their lack of knowledge is going to make them do certain things which if they knew about it, they wouldn't have done, right? When the person is ignorant like that, they do certain things that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is not pleasing to him. They don't know who Allah is, how He can punish them, how He can deal with them. And so guess what happens? So the person just acts in certain and barbaric, yani despicable manner, not knowing who Allah is. Let's say when a person drives a car sometimes and they don't know that there's a camera on that road, how do they drive? They drive fast. If they knew there was a camera there, would they drive fast? Because they know the consequences of that camera, what it can do to you. So it's painful when the penalty, when the 600 falls into your account, you have to pay for it. The one who doesn't know Allah tabaraka ta'ala is like that. He'll do things, but then he will regret it the day of judgment when he sees the punishment. So knowing Allah is important in order for you to be able to what? Fear Him privately and publicly. The little you know about Him, the effect that it has on you. And Allah knows best.
Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh. Ustaz, the hadith mentions three things that benefit a person after his death, and mentions dua of a righteous child. Is being righteous a necessary condition for the child's dua to benefit his deceased parent?
Yes. The person asked, based on the hadith that we mentioned the other day, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنْقَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَةٍ. That if a person dies, his actions will come to an end except three. The first one is what? صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. The second one is عِلْمٌ يُتَفَعُ بِهِ. So صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, he leaves behind صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. The second one is what? عِلْمٌ يُتَفَعُ بِهِ, he leaves beneficial knowledge behind. And the third one is what? وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. A righteous child that makes dua for them. So yes, why is it waladun salihun? It's because a righteous child is the one that's going to make dua for his parents, right? The other one who's not righteous, he won't consider making dua for his parents. He's not going to pray aslan. He's not going to pray, nor is he going to make dua for you. And if a non-Muslim makes dua for somebody, it's not going to be accepted, is it? So he's not going to pray, he's not going to fast, he's not going to come with any righteous deed. So when a child is righteous, he will make dua for his parents, and Allah tabaraka ta'ala will save his parents because of it. People really tend to undermine the concept of dua. Dua is very powerful. The dua is what? It's a very powerful thing, Allah. It can change so much things. You know.
Please share the wisdom behind the use of the word Anzala for the revelation of Quran in some places in the Quran.
So the Quran, Anzala has been used, Nazala has been used, all of those because the Quran came down gradually, and it also came down one time. As we all know, the Quran, all of it in its totality, came to what? Does anyone know where it came down all one time to? So, in dunya, it came one time. And then it came munajjaman, mufarraqan. It came down bit by bit. That's why sometimes it's used as it coming down all at once. Sometimes it's used as it coming down gradually, based on the two times that it's come down. Okay.
And how to stay steadfast upon worshipping and pleasing Allah after Ramadan?
Number one, to remember that the questioner asked a good question. How do I keep steadfast and upright after Ramadan is gone? You have to remember that the Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of every other month. The Lord of Ramadan is what? Is the Lord of every other month. And when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, Abu Bakr came, stood over the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And he addressed the people. He did a khutbah for them. He said, "Man kana ya'budu Muhammad, fa'inna Muhammadan qadamat." Anyone who is worshiping Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Muhammad is dead. "Man kana ya'budu Allah, fa'inna Allah hayyun la yamut." And the person who is worshiping Allah, Allah is forever existing. So we say the same thing. "Man kana ya'budu Ramadan, fa'inna Ramadan dhahaba wa fat." Anyone who is worshiping Ramadan, the Ramadan is gone. "وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيُّ لَا يَمُوتُ." And if you were worshipping Allah, then Allah will forever exist. Does that make sense? Ramadan is to train you for how to be the next few months in your life, how you should, over the next remaining years of your life. Ramadan doesn't mean you just become high there and you go low after that. Ramadan just teaches you the habit that you know you can fast now. You know you can pray Qiyamul Layl. You know how important it is when the Quran is recited and the effect that it has on you. A lot of people come to the Quran in the month of Ramadan. They start appreciating the Quran. For the first time, they start hearing the Quran. Okay, carry on now. I used to see a group of brothers, may Allah bless them and grant them jannah for those and preserve them. When Ramadan would come, they would be so, mashallah, energized and spiritually high, Allahumma barik. And they would say, "Wallahi, next year, that's going to be me, Taraweeh, inshallah, ta'ala, leading. I love the speech of Allah. Wallahi, has affected me. I know how important it is to learn the Quran." And then a few weeks goes by, they've forgotten the promise that they made. Don't be like the person, "Wa minhum man ahada Allah la in atala min fadlihi la nasaddaqan wa nakunu." And don't be like that. So use this opportunity of Ramadan to... One of the things I personally learned from this Ramadan, the importance of fasting. I've been having some conditions, and by fasting, a lot of it has gone. How important it is to fast regularly and to increase in your days of fasting. That's a big lesson I learned from this Ramadan. Many, many lessons, but this is one of the greatest things I learned. Inshallah ta'ala, after Ramadan, I want to make it a habit of fasting more than I would ever fast. So the things that you can take with you, inshallah ta'ala. Look, what you have to understand is, the Prophet already told us, "أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدوبها وإن قل." The actions that are most beloved to Allah are those which are consistent, even if they're little. Consistency is important. So pick a few righteous deeds that you learn from Ramadan, and that you're going to carry on after Ramadan is over, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, again, I ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to bless you all, to grant you all Jannatul Firdaus, to shower His never-ending mercy onto each and every one of you. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eid Mubarak, inshallah wa ta'ala. After Ramadan is over and Eid is over, I hope to carry on the tafsir of Surah Yasin to finish it off, inshallah wa ta'ala. Please remember my family and myself and all the Muslims around the world in your dua. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.